Imagine waking up one day and discovering that the future you had planned in the United States is in danger. The reason? You screwed up, you lost your TPS. Today, I'm going to reveal how to prevent this from becoming your reality. If you want to protect your status and improve your future in the United States, stay until the end of the video, because I will reveal useful options to you even if you've lost your TPS. Hello, Immigration Nation. Today, we're tackling TPS, a special program that provides temporary protection to certain groups of people who cannot return to their countries due to extraordinary conditions. This special program not only allows you to reside and work legally in the country, but gives you the freedom to build your future without worrying about your immigration status. But there are common mistakes that can put all that at risk and can result in losing your TPS status. Ready to know what they are and to avoid them? Let's get started. First mistake, not being aware of your TPS expiration date. When a TPS clock runs out, it's like running out of time in a game and suddenly finding yourself without any lives. You lose your protection and you can face deportation if you're left without valid immigration status. To check your expiration date, review the approval document you received from your TPS application from USCIS. The document, referred to as a Notice of Action Form I-797, or your employment authorization card, will have your current status and the expiration date of that status. Like all good things, TPS also comes with an expiration date. Once the time's up, temporary protection says bye-bye. Your immigration status could change in the blink of an eye. Mistake number two, travel outside the United States without travel permission. Imagine a TPS is like a passport to your American dream, but with a warning, stay on the right path or lose your ticket. To maintain your TPS, you must live in the United States without interruption. And you have to stay out of legal trouble and you have to continue to meet the requirement. If you plan to travel outside the United States, obtaining a travel permit is essential to avoid losing your status. We don't want you to be surprised when you try to return and discover you cannot enter the country and you've lost your status in the US. But what does it take to obtain a travel permit? Well, to have a valid reason and proper documentation. Whether it's for humanitarian, family, health, work, study, or emergent reasons. Each justification has to be supported by documentation. To avoid rejection, to apply for travel permission, you need to fill out Form I-131. But remember, merely submitting the form and paying the fee does not mean you're gonna get approved. Be cautious, because TPS holders with deportation orders can face travel complications and potential detention if they leave the country and try to come back. Emergency travel permits are available for critical situations like hospitalization or attending a recent funeral. However, getting an appointment can be tricky. It's not like you can submit the application and wait 2 months. It's an emergency, so you need to schedule an appointment. And it's not simple. You have to call USCIS, explain the emergency, and if they find it sufficient, they'll give you an appointment. At the appointment, bring evidence of the emergency. If you previously applied by mail and now need an emergency permit, be prepared to pay the $565 filing fee again. If approved, the emergency travel will be stamped in your passport on the spot. So come with your passport and make sure it's valid. I would like to know your TPS situation. Share comments below what you've experienced with the status. Have you applied for a travel permit? Have you left the United States? Are you seeking TPS? Let us know below. Let's continue with the third error. I tell you that it could be a little scary, but don't worry. Surely there's something that can be done, right? Well, let me let you know. So mistake number three, having more than two arrests. Maintaining an impeccable legal record is essential. The immigration game is no different than baseball game. Three strikes, you're out. Well, in this case, it would only be two strikes. If you accumulate two or more arrests resulting in convictions, you could be out of the TPS sooner than you think. Losing your work authorization and the protections the status offers you. That is why it's vital to stay away from legal problems and think about your future here. And that doesn't apply just to TPS, by the way. Depending on the specific circumstances of your arrest and convictions, there might be options to appeal a court decision, to seek judicial review, to overturn it. An attorney can help you determine if there's a basis to appeal or a basis to reopen it. That's right, Immigration Nation. These are the three mistakes that if you avoid, will allow you to continue enjoying the benefits of your TPS. But before finishing this video, I want to give you some extra information by answering two frequently asked questions among our clients. First common question, why does TPS end? There's a variety of reasons why TPS could end, such as U.S. government has the authority to extend, terminate, suspend, or resume TPS for each designated country. This decision may be based on several factors, including the political, economic, and humanitarian conditions of the affected country. Another important factor is changes in U.S. immigration policy. Each government or each administration decides how much importance it gives to these types of procedures. So don't be surprised if there are some changes to your TPS with the next change of government. Now for the second common question, what happens if I can't renew my TPS? Although there are more reasons besides the ones I just shared with you why you could not renew your TPS, it's important to have an alternative plan in place. When your TPS ends and you do not have another immigration status that protects you against deportation, you could be at risk of being deported from the US. But don't panic, there are solutions. There are several legal avenues you could explore to maintain some of the benefits of TPS, even if you are no longer eligible for TPS. Some options may include various paths to gaining legal status in the US, such as green card based on a family or employment-based application, as well as programs like VAWA for abuse victims, or U visa for crime victims, or asylum. In fact, there are 9 different paths that you can consider. You want to know which one suits you best? Check out my other video where I explain each option in detail. You'll find the link in the description below so you can discover the best path to secure your future in the US. Each journey through the immigration process is unique. And while the path may seem daunting, it's filled with opportunities for growth and stability. Remember, avoiding these common mistakes is your first step towards securing a brighter future in the US. Don't let fear or uncertainty navigate your path. Knowledge is power, and you're now equipped with valuable insights to help keep your TPS status secure and explore new avenues should the need arise. But your journey doesn't end here. We want to hear from you, Immigration Nation. Have you faced challenges with your TPS status, or do you have success stories that could inspire others? Share your experiences in the comments below. Your story could be the beacon of hope for someone in a similar situation. If you're looking for more detailed guidance or exploring what next steps to take, our other videos are here to help. Check the description for links and resources that could pave the way to your American dream. Stay informed, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay hopeful. Together, we can navigate the complexities of immigration with confidence and clarity. See you next time, Immigration Nation. And remember, the future is bright for those who prepare today. Hey, did you like the video? I invite you to watch another video where I share more tips on how to protect your reputation as an immigrant. Until next time.